Greetings you all in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so happy to be here in the presence of the Lord. Tonight my wife is not with me. Normally whenever I am preaching, she is translating for me. But I know one thing, Holy Spirit is here. God is good. He's good. Thank you for your prayer and support today as well. By the grace of God, one sister came to salvation. She accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Amen. God is good, isn't it? He's good. He's always good. Amen. I would like to share from a few verses from the New Testament and Old Testament. The Psalms chapter 34, 18. The Psalms chapter 34, 18 is saying, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Lord is not away to the brokenhearted. Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Tonight, we are all are in the presence of God. The man is watching our outer part. Probably we dressed up, good dress we put tonight, but no one knows what is going through our heart. If you have the pain, our pain, really two people can understand. One is you, second is your creator. The God Almighty can recognize your pain. Our brothers and sisters, our wife and husband, our children, they can tell some suggestions and opinion when we are in pain. But God Almighty is not going to any opinion or suggestion. He's going to do some action in your life. Amen. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we are going to go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses from 22. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses from 22. Praise God. In this passage, we can see, after a miracle, 5,000 fed by Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ said to the disciples to go ahead to the other side. In this time, Jesus went to pray in the mountain. Suddenly, the wind came against the boat. We can see here, the disciples who are traveling in the boat, God Almighty have a particular plan about these disciples. In the future, these disciples is going to stand as the victims, as the testimony in front of nations. These disciples is going to share the gospel to many nations. Devil want to destroy them in a particular area. See, devil want to destroy these disciples. But the thing is, disciples started their journey by obeying the word of Jesus Christ. See, tonight you are sitting here. We heard the word of God. We come out from something and we gave our life to the Lord. But in certain situations of our life, if you are facing some problems or if we are going through some helpless situation, don't worry. Don't forget one word. Our God in control. In this situation, they are helpless. They thought they are going to perish. Actually, they are familiar with the sea. They are familiar with the water. They are familiar with the boat. But in this particular situation, they can't do anything. Sometimes our workplace, our spiritual life, in our life, we are thinking, yeah, we know so many things. But certain situations, we can't deal in our own mind setup. We can't deal with our money. We can't deal with our relationship. In this situation, the word of God is saying, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." I clearly mentioned the first time. They started the journey because of the voice of Jesus Christ. If you take a step by the word of God, now you are in trouble. If you are in trouble, don't worry. He will not leave you or forsake you. If the word is, see, if because of his word, we took a step ahead. Now we are facing something. Don't worry. He is in control. He is going to do something great in your life. Jesus walked on the sea because he is a creator. He has the authorities on the creature. When Jesus heard their cry, Jesus took an extraordinary step for them. See, if somebody is crying here tonight, nobody is there to help you. You are helpless in this situation. See, we are believing the Almighty God. He is the creator. He can do an extraordinary step for you. He can do that. We can believe our God can do extraordinary step in our life. Jesus Christ is there to deliver them from that situation. But they were afraid and said, "It's a ghost." Just stand in that word of God. Now, the disciples and their board, it is in trouble. They thought they are going to perish. That time, Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Deliverer, Jesus the Helper, he is coming to them. But suddenly they thought, they misunderstood, that is ghost. In certain areas of our life, the deliverance is nearby us. But we are thinking this is not our time. The deliverer is near to you. The deliverance is near to you. Can I turn to Genesis chapter 21, 19? Genesis chapter 21, 19. The word of God is saying, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink." Listen carefully. This is a story of Hagar and Ishmael. Hagar and Ishmael, they are in the wilderness. Nobody is there to help them. Only they two are there. Few chapters before, we all know, the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar and said to them, without scanning, the angel of the Lord said to Hagar, "The baby boy in your tomb," without scanning. Answer, the angel gave the name Ishmael. The angel said to Hagar about Ishmael's future. But in the chapter 21, Hagar is thinking, Hagar put this boy to other part, and Hagar is waiting for the death of the boy. She is sitting there for the death of the boy. She's waiting for the death of the boy. In another way, we heard the vision, we heard the promises of the God. We saw the visions, but situations will change. In when the situation will change and the situation will act against us, we are thinking our vision, our children, our promises is going to die. The word of God is saying, Hagar and the boy cried in the wilderness. But what the word of God is saying? Heaven heard the prayer of the boy. Heaven heard the cry of the boy. Tonight, are you ready to pray like a boy? Are you ready to pray like a child? Are you ready to cry like a child? Without the prediction, without the thinking, without the imagination, we can cry out to the Lord. God Almighty is going to do something new in our life. The word of God is saying, God hear the prayer of the boy. And God start to talk to Hagar. God opened the eyes of Hagar, and she saw the well of water. Can I ask one question? Did God create the well of water there? No. When her eyes opened, she saw the well of water. The well being there, indeed, Pastor. The well being there. When her eyes is open. Why we came to that passage? Because the deliverance is near by you. Sometimes we are waiting for the miracle. Do you know, brothers and sisters, as a church, do you know we are the children of the living God? He knows our needs. He knows our needs. He is hearing our prayer. In the book of Genesis chapter 21, God Almighty didn't create the well of water. But what God done? God opened Hagar's eyes. She went to the water, filled in the skin, and feed the boy. Suddenly, few times before, this wilderness want to kill the boy. But the word of God is saying, he lived in that wilderness. He became a warrior in the wilderness. He became a warrior. The problems, situations is telling, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy you. Nothing will happen. Do you know why? We all are under a great salvation. We all are called by Almighty God who crucified in Calvary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Then one responds, come out from the boat. Peter asked God, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and come towards Jesus. But seeing the wind, Peter became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold on him and said to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? When Peter heard the voice of Jesus, he got the courage. The voice of God will strengthen us. The voice of God will strengthen us. Sometimes the people try to help us. Sometimes the people try to boost up. But the thing is, sometimes we will be not satisfied with the word of the people. We need the word of the God. We need the word of God. In the word of God, there is the power. In the word of God, there is a treasure. In the word of God, there is a help. In the word of God, there is the healing. The psalmist is saying, open our eyes to see the treasures of your word. We want to see the treasure of the word. The voice of God will help us to take a new step. When Peter heard the voice of Jesus Christ, he took a new step. He started to walk towards Jesus on the water. But when his focus changed from Jesus, he started to sink. See, we are sometimes, whenever we are hearing the word of God, we will take a new step. At that time, we are focusing in Jesus Christ. But in certain situation, when the problems will come, again, we are taking out our eyes from the Lord. The Hebrews chapter 12:2 is saying, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and hold Peter and said, you of little faith. See, in this time, when Peter crying out to Lord, Jesus Christ didn't give any message there. Jesus Christ done his action. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and hold him. Sometimes the people is asking like that, I prayed, Lord, I am not hearing the word of God. The people, somebody is asking like that question tonight. You are not going to hear the word of God. You are going to see the action of the Lord in your life. In some situation, we want to see the action of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, 6 is saying, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In my life, I was in, so like you, I was crushed in my spirit in certain areas. I born and brought up in a Catholic family. From there, God Almighty called and separated me for his work. By the grace of God, when I been in Mumbai, when I was reading through the book of Romans, chapter 1, when I was reading book of Romans, chapter 1, I recognized I'm a sinner. My Lord Jesus died for me. And I gave my life to Lord. But after that, I start to share this good news to others. But there was one question mark in front of me. What about my mom? Because before I came to salvation, my dad passed away. I am the only one child for my parents. But only one prayer always, it is from my heart. God, what about my mom? Whenever I am going to share this gospel to others, most of the people is asking this question. What about your mom? Why you are not sharing this gospel to her? I tried to share this one many times. Sometimes, do you know, I shout to her, why you are not coming to Lord? Do you know, my life was mess. But you know, you already know, my life changed because of this word of God. Why you are not taking baptism? Why you are not accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Can I tell one thing? With shouting, nothing will happen. I knelt down in front of the presence of God. I asked to God, God, you called me. I didn't come to you. According to the book of Revelation, you knocked on the door of my heart. By the grace of God, I opened. You came to me. You filled me with the Holy Spirit. I took the baptism. Lord Jesus, I need my mama. I need that soul. I was too much tensed. God Almighty said, don't shout. Pray. I start to pray. From that day, I didn't share any gospel to her, honestly. But I start to pray. By the God's grace, according to the vision, I came to this land. So many people can get a vision to go to Africa, go to Muslim countries like that. I don't know. In my life, God Almighty said, I am going to send you to UK. That's where I became the part of this church. Thank you, Lord. And after I reach in this country, one day I heard a phone call. That was my mama. My mama said, dear child, can you please pray for me? I recognize Jesus Christ as my personal savior. I am a sinner. I'm going to take the baptism. Amen. She take the baptism in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Can I tell one thing? If you are worried about your relatives, if you are worried about your parents, if you are worried about your children, don't worry. Don't stop the prayer. Pray. 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 Prayer can do many miracles. Amen. The word of God is saying, chapter verses 32. When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. It didn't mention the wave stopped. The wind stopped. Wind stopped. In our life, we are seeing the waves are coming inside the boat. Don't focus in the waves. The wind is the reason for the wave. Are you with me? The water is coming inside the boat. Because of the water, the boat is going to sink. But water is not the reason. The water is coming because of the wind. Because of your prayer. The wind which is blowing against your life, it is going to stop. God can stop the wind which is acting against your life. The word of God is saying, the disciples worshipped Jesus. They're saying, truly you are the Son of God. God. Whatever the miracles happen in our life, do you know why the miracles are happening in our life? Do you know why some people is saying every day we are seeing the miracle, every day we are walking in the miracle? Do you know why? Because we want to recognize again, Jesus Christ is the living God. Romans chapter 10:17 is saying, faith comes from hearing, and the hearing by the word of Christ. Don't forget, this word is the God. We can meditate the word of God. We can worship him. Do you know, the word of God is saying, they reached ahead. They reached in another land. Can I tell, can I finish this sermon with one word? Our destiny is not here. We are called for the eternity. The eternity is true. The rapture is true. The second coming of the Lord is true. Can we close our eyes and pray? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. According to Psalms 34:17-18, we are praying, Lord. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, we know we are not righteous, but we are righteous through Lord Jesus Christ. We are righteous through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you are here. Your presence is here. Whomever is broken in their heart, whomever is sitting here with a question mark, oh, Lord Jesus, you are going to do something great in their life, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know, we call for the eternity. Whatever the winds it is blowing against our life, we know that wind can't perish our life. That waves can't destroy our life, because you are in control. God, you are in control. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.